93 WIBC. We are happy to bring on the program Larry Bird of your Indiana Pacers with a big announcement with the Pacers and Emmis. Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. How's it going?
It's going pretty good right now. How you doing this morning?
We're doing all right. And we've got a big announcement that I'll let you go ahead and we'll get this out of the way. Let everybody know what's going on.
Well, the Pacers and Emmis has extended their long partnership. You know, they've been together since 95, and the multi-year deal will have the Pacers and the Fever to stay close with our fans and with the great radio coverage. We're also moving to FM, so that'll give us a better area of coverage, and Slick and Mark will be doing our games, so everything's going in the right direction.
Absolutely. So beginning this October, the Pacers will be here on WIBC, on 93 WIBC. We'll keep all the Fever games over on 1070 The Fan. And like you said, Larry, this is kind of a relationship that we've had a long time, Emmis Communications, and it's just great to have you guys continue to be with us. And probably the biggest question that I've had is, will Slick and Mark still be the announcers? And you've made that clear. They're both going to be on.
Yeah, they'll be back, and I'm very happy to have both of them. They're a good combination, and they do a great job.
You know what would even be better is when we broadcast those games that Gordon Hayward would be that we would be talking about. Larry and I know that's a question for you, but you know, what do you like about him?
I never heard that name.
Gordon Hayward? He played at Butler. He's pretty good, and they saw him, you know, in the Final Four. And you know, so I was thinking maybe that you haven't returned my calls about this, and I was just wondering what you're thinking about Gordon. You like him?
Yeah, we like him, man. You know, we got the opportunity to see him play a lot here. So just today he's coming in to work out for us, and he's going to be a fine NBA player.
Hey, if we stand outside, this is what I really do love about Conseco, that we're able to just, we can hang around that area on the street and look down and watch your practices. Will you have Gordon right there where we can see him?
Well, he'll be down there. We'll probably have them curtains closed today because of him.
Is that right? You can close the curtains. So, no, we won't be able to see him. Doggone it. Well,
he'll be in now. He lives here in town, Terry. It can't be that hard to find him.
I know it. But you do like
him
a lot.
Believe me, but there's a restraining order, Larry. He's got the restraining order. Yeah.
I think it put the fans in the seats, and we'd really enjoy him. I don't know. You like him a lot, though, huh? You think he's part of the team?
I do.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you seriously, Larry, as far as that's concerned, though, is that something? I mean, obviously the Pacers, you look at the players that are going to be available, and if he's available, that's a question, I guess, that you have to come across at that point. Is there any thought, as you're building this team and rebuilding this team, any thought to what Gordon Hayward could bring just from the standpoint of the fan interest and the seats that he might be able to sell? I mean, is that something that is part of a discussion or not?
Well, obviously it'll help, but what you try to do when you're rebuilding is get the best players you possibly can. And obviously, he's a very good basketball player. But we'll see what happens Thursday night. I mean, he could go anywhere from, I guess, 7 to 20. So he'll be in that range of ours, and we'll see what happens.
You know, we should mention that you're going to have a draft party at Conseco Fieldhouse.
Oh, that's right.
This coming Thursday. This is going to be cool because it's free and doors open at 6:30, right?
Yes, and we usually get a lot of people down there. But this year, we feel we're going to have a big, big crowd. So come on down and enjoy it.
All right, a lot of fun there. Well, it's great, great announcement. We're so glad that we're going to be part of the Pacers and the Fever for several years here in the future, the multi-year deal. The Fever, of course, on 1070 The Fan, and beginning this October, the Pacers here on 93 WIBC, and the association between Emmis and the Pacers continues, and the association between Terry Stacey and Larry Bird continues as well,
yeah,
which is probably the best news of all.
I can't wait for that. I do enjoy it, Larry. Maybe we'll get to fish this summer together.
Sounds good.
Okay, right. I'll call you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Bird, the great Larry Bird of your Indiana Pacers.